It's very rare I see such a big smile on your face. You're up and about today, which I love.
You've left us big old scrapbook.
What's the point? Yeah, it's a work one.
I've gone through it.
I'm not cutting out pictures of myself, putting it in a scrapbook.
It's just good gear. So we're just, right now, guys, we're jumping on the time capsule. We're going back to 2009. It was very windy back then.
Don't remember it.
They had less walls.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it was just less. So yeah, back in 2009, very windy at the time, to give some relevance. So apparently the page that I'm on, we're in September 2009. And were these things taken from something called Action Mag?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah. It was just a free magazine that used to go out
packed
to everyone.
Packed with action.
Yeah, obviously.
And some of that action was just a getting to know your local radio people, The World According to Trace. You're in there, which is just glorious. Look at your little happy face back then.
Yeah, look, I've aged, haven't I? Look, look young there.
Well, yeah, you look younger, absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, it's 2009. You should look younger. Yeah. If you didn't look younger, it would be an issue. So your nickname was Track, or you could go with Tractor.
Yeah, my family call me, my brother calls me Tractor. My nieces and nephews, Auntie Tractor. And that's just Track.
Yeah, when I saw it, because I've never heard it used.
Now
so I was
like,
what's that all about? You're very consistent. I'll give you that. Your favourite singer back then, Robbie Williams.
Okay, still is, yeah.
And do you know what your follow-up thing was?
No.
Can't wait for the new album.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's good gear, mate. Don't you worry about that.
See, this would have been like I've been at work for a year. I wouldn't have been on air at the moment. This was just in reception.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You've stayed loyal. Who's your favourite team?
Broncos. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Then you follow that up. Yeah, you wrote, of course. Exactly those words. Broncos, of course. You're still using the exact same.
Probably 13 years
ago. You're probably doing the same jokes back then. Jesus. I don't know, to be honest. And then you follow that up with Darren Lockyer is God. But then you put G-O-D in capitals just to really bring that home.
Yeah, Darren Lockyer, God, yeah. That was maybe before, yeah, it's just for my Corey Parker crush.
What did Trace like doing in a spare time?
Well, this would be lies.
In 2009. Yeah. What do you think you wrote?
Oh, just sitting on my fat bum watching TV like I did. Yeah, no.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
Family and friends. Pretty much exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yep.
If you had the 80 million, what would be the first thing that you bought?
Yeah, house? What's that?
$80 million in lotto.
Yeah, I don't know. House?
First thing,
mansion? Car? Holiday?
No, you say this all the time.
Oh,
I would pay to fly Robbie over for a...
It's even back then. I thought that was later.
No, you were saying it back then. Have you just been doing the same shtick now for about 10
odd
years?
In 2009, I said Robbie Williams for Bundaberg. Okay.
Yes, the concert. You were still saying it back then.
Jesus.
This is amazing. And then this is when you were just someone new to radio and you just said generic blah, blah stuff.
Yeah, because I wasn't good at writing but myself and they asked you to do things and I wasn't good at that sort of stuff.
All right, what would you answer now? How would you describe the team at Bundy Broadcasters?
Half a bankers.
Yeah, no, you weren't as brazen back then.
No, see, now I'm more... That was new in the industry. Probably said, you know, they're like best friends and family.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're a great bunch to work with. They're like my family.
Yeah, that's... I just said that, guys.
Lie down in your bed of roses there, Pinocchio. But the thing that I have to bring to attention that I really love, and it's just like you've been doing the same thing now for over 10 years, you still got the same haircut.
Yeah, like, I know.
2009, and I don't know how far back your haircut goes, you were still doing the same thing. You were turning your brunette into your blonde. You haven't quit that because apparently you reckon it's so...
It's a bit darker at the moment. It's not
I
too blonde.
Guess.
Yeah, it is.
But
in that photo,
it's
yeah.
pretty much the same length, the same haircut. And like, I don't know, we're not going searching for it right now, but... Like, do we go searching for Bundy's longest consistent haircut? Do you know what I mean? Someone that's three
decades... It doesn't grow.
Someone that's three decades in and they're still rocking that same thing. That's like me right now, 2022, and I've got an undercut. You know, you're like...